Gradually, however, women's religious role and practice, particularly their access to education and the mosque, was severely restricted. Male religious scholars cited a variety of reasons, from moral degeneration in society to women's bringing temptation and social discord, to restrict both their presence in public life and their access to education and to the mosque. The contemporary reality in much of the Muslim world reflects deep divisions in the ongoing struggle over the status and rights of women between conservatives and so-called fundamentalists versus a broad spectrum of reformers. As the examples of the Taliban's Afghanistan and legal cases in Nigeria and Pakistan reflect, patriarchal interpretations of the past and tribal custom have proven a formidable obstacle and a source of oppression and injustice. At the same time, in an increasingly modern, globalizing world, where two incomes are often necessary to maintain a household, Muslim women in many societies, from Egypt and Syria to Malaysia and Indonesia, have greater access to education and employment. And this trend is clearly one that's in place. However, the ability for this trend to develop will be affected not only by the impact, if you will, and the ongoing impact of patriarchy, but also, as is true of all religious traditions, the impact of the traditions of the past and the extent to which reform does occur or can occur. But a major obstacle will also remain economic development, which naturally has a significant effect on educational development. Lack of resources, economic resources, means often a lack of the proper schools, the proper curriculum, the ability to attract the right teachers, etc. Given the integral role of religion to Muslim societies, Islam's formative influence on gender relations in the past, and the impact of Islamic revivalism, religion continues to play a significant role as women forge new paths for themselves and future generations. As we've seen before, and as we shall see in our subsequent lecture, particularly in our final lecture on the future of Islam, this trajectory will continue. And part of the trajectory is not just a conflict between, if you will, modernizing, reform-minded, and conservative resistance to change. But the fact is, within those who are modern educated and reform-minded, today we see both your more secular, Western-oriented women and your more Islamically-oriented women. And this can be seen most visibly in terms often of matters of dress. That is, you can have women in the workplace with the same educations or in government, some wearing what one might call modern Western dress and some wearing Islamic dress, as well as in the mosques and in other sectors of society. In many ways, they reflect the broader dynamic that is playing out within Muslim societies today in terms of the issues of the relationship of Islam to modern reform, the relationship of past to present, and the ability to establish a continuity between the practice of today with the traditions of the past.